Good morning, bonjour. I have a difficult task here to talk for 15 minutes about work organization. I could talk easily for 2 hours. Work organization and work reorganization is at the core of the problems that workers are facing. It is the source. We have to understand it and place it at the center of health and safety struggles. Otherwise, we are only fighting fires. That's how I started my talk 2 years ago. And unfortunately, it is even more true today than it was then. Today, I'm going to talk about work restructuring, but also about technological change, their health and safety implications, and their implications for our futures and the futures of our unions. When we're done with that, we'll break for dinner and then come back and talk about what to do about it all. I have two things I really need to say before I get into the substance of my talk. One I actually said last time, but it bears repeating. The other is new. I speak primarily from experience in the United States, although I've worked extensively in Canada, in Great Britain, and elsewhere. When I come to Canada, people warn me often about speaking too much about the United States. I understand this advice, but once again, I will ignore the advice. Not because the U.S. is a good example, but because it shows you everything that can go wrong if you don't keep your labor movement strong, if you don't keep an eye on what management is planning. You should look at the U.S. and see what management will do if they can get away with it, and see the mistakes that unions have made over the years. Back in the 50s, the U.S. and Canada were similar places in terms of union density, with about 35% of the workforce unionized. But in the United States, union density has been declining ever since. It is now, I'm embarrassed to admit, down to less than 13% overall and about 8.2% in the private sector. This happened for many reasons, but I want to point to three that are particularly relevant to what I'm talking about today. First, the U.S. management, the U.S. government went after the leaders of the trade union movement and related social movements at all levels. The overwhelming repression of McCarthyism effectively removed much of the strategic vision from the trade union movement in the United States. Strategic vision that is critical to taking on the issues of work organization and technology. And as a result of this, the unions in the United States made two key mistakes. First, they narrowed their focus to speaking only for their own members rather than for workers generally. This allowed changes to take place in non-union workplaces that were then used against unionized workplaces. Secondly, they conceded decisions about work organization and technology to management. They said, "We'll take care of wages and benefits and some vague notion of fairness. You can run the economy, you can run the company." That was a huge mistake. Things are pretty bad in the United States today, and if you don't believe me, just take a look at who we have in the White House right now. Which brings me to my second point. I'll get into the talk pretty soon. These are just the introduction. I can't really speak at any event in Canada without first making mention of the war in Iraq. I want to thank the people of Canada for holding their leaders' feet to the fire and keeping Canada as part of the coalition of the unwilling. I don't have any slides for you today, and I blame that on the war.